Agency inspectors general face a head-spinning rate of change in how they do their oversight work. That's from the Association of Government Accountants, which issued its third annual survey of federal IGs. Auditors say they're struggling to keep up with the new requirements they face. David Zavada is the director of the IG survey for the AGA and a partner with Kearney & Company. He tells executive editor Jason Miller why IGs are struggling to keep up.
The energizing force behind that has been the issue of access to information and IG authorities, the bumping up of the authorities within the IG Act against other legislation that restricts IG's access to all information when conducting their oversight. That issue has really been an energizing issue within the community. It's brought a lot of the community together, it seems. And I think, secondly, we've seen that extend over into some very positive sharing in terms of looking at better ways to share information among grantees, common grantees across the government, as well as maybe sharing information within audit reports by having a common database of all audit reports. So I think that was the big issue, that we saw this year.
Pulling that string a little bit about the authorities, because there's been several cases over the last, I want to say, year or so, where IGs have publicly stated, we feel like our authorities are being overtaken or authorities are being diluted in some way. We had the letter, for instance, from, 73 IGs at one point. And then just recently, you had the Justice Department IG arguing with the Justice Department, General Counsel, over some other access to information.
That is, it's an issue that cuts to the core of what IGs do. And it's an important issue to the community. They feel that access to all information is really critical to doing independent oversight and to doing it well and effectively.
But when you look at the results, it's interesting because the IGs say, for the most part, I think something like 80-85% said they feel like they have a good relationship with their non-IG counterparts in the senior executive area. They don't seem to be saying, we don't believe we don't have good access. Do you get a sense of if that 85% or whatever it was changed year over year? Do you get a sense of if it's just a growing feeling of versus actual statistics that show they have less access?
I think that by and large, what the survey told us is that there is a somewhat of a consensus or agreement between management and IGs on what IG authorities are. But in certain cases where the authorities in the IG Act have bumped up against authorities in other legislation, It has become an important issue, and it's an important issue from a precedent standpoint because it affects the way IGs interact across the board with management, or could affect it.
The other piece of changing work, let's go down that path some more, is one of the things that they put out is the IGs are using more efficient approaches, such as use of risk-based data analytics. That in and of itself is a trend we're seeing not just within the IGs, but really across all of government.
Exactly. I think we saw a couple of trends that are like that. Certainly the more use of risk-based analytics to focus audits. And secondly, in terms of efficiencies, we saw use of some alternative reporting, some non-GAGIS, non-standards-based reporting to really get the message out quicker in certain cases. So both of those, analytics and some of these alternative reportings, were some of the efficiencies that we saw within the community as well.
And when it comes to the skill sets or the capabilities that IGs have, they seem to be in a decent place around risk using data analytics to make decisions. But I think that's an area that, again, we see that with CIOs, we see that with procurement, we see that with CFOs, where they could always use more. Did you get a sense of whether the IGs are able to bring in those types of people that have those skill sets?
I think that was the skill set that was most difficult for IGs to recruit. So that was what the survey told us in that area.
And I know recruiting and hiring also played into this discussion. The survey showed that IGs, like many other people in government, are frustrated with the salary requirements or salary opportunities as well as the hiring process. Give me a sense of what was their biggest frustration in the workforce area.
How long it takes to bring someone on board and the ability of the process to generate qualified candidates. I think both of those were frustrations that were reflected in the data in the survey.
when you look at this data over, this is again the third year in a row, do you see changes? What's the same? What's different? Give me a sense of how much the responses have changed.
I think what's different is this cooperation within the community that we're seeing and more collaboration. The IGs are a fiercely independent community, and that is just part of the culture. But I think this year it seems to us that in talking with a number of offices that there's more collaboration, there's more sharing of information, whether it's best practices or whether it's working on things like common databases or analytics. So I think that that is what's different. What's the same is some of the frustrations over the hiring process. Budget uncertainty is still the number one concern that IGs have. Concern about mandated audits and those audits inhibiting their ability to do true risk-based planning, and a need to maybe take a step back and look at the cycle of those audits and frequency and maybe move away from a one-size-fits-all approach. Just to back up a second in terms of hiring, one of the things that the IGs pointed out is that direct hiring authority provided to IG offices could help to get people, identify the right people, and get people on board quicker. Another area that was common, another trend, I would say, was the financial audit. There was still a lot of positive feedback about the financial audit and the impact that it has had on internal controls within an agency and how IGs rely upon that as a critical oversight tool for internal controls.
You mentioned something just now that rang true in the survey as well about the IGs want more flexibility to focus on agency-specific risk areas. And I know this kind of tags back to the earlier part of our conversation. We talked about risk-based approaches. But I think the fact is they're coming out saying, we don't have the staff, we don't have the capability to audit everything like maybe Congress or the laws or the regulations want us to, but we want to be able to make those smart decisions based on the programs. Did that come through? Did the IGs talk a little bit about why they believe that flexibility is so important?
I think it gets back to the declining budgets, the increasing requirements, and the need to really just be smarter about identifying and focusing your resources, identifying your risks. So analytics, a couple of offices have been out in front on this, and that is a way that kind of a best practice that some offices have developed to really pinpoint risks in programs and focus their resources best.
Can't have a conversation about IGs without talking about cybersecurity. One of the things that came up in the survey was half of the IGs said they received additional resources. They would direct them toward information security-related audits. I think that's the same thing. If a CIO got more resources, they probably would direct it toward cybersecurity protection, defense, and other processes and capabilities. Is that just shows that the state of cybersecurity in the government is in terms of both the need for resources and the need for skills?
I think it's reflective of the OPM data breach and some of the effect of that. In our conversations, that was very much on the mind of IGs, and they were looking at lessons learned and how to possibly focus their resources better on information security and kind of wondering what some of the fallout might be and how to position themselves to provide oversight over those programs.
Was there anything not in the survey that stood out to you, meaning the IGs answered a question in a way that you were surprised about?
What surprised me most was the IG authority issue. And that was an issue that came up last year. I think it was originally 47 IGs who signed that original letter to Congress. And I personally thought that might be a passing issue. However, it was not. It was an issue that, as I said, cut to the core of what IGs are about and was very important to the community. And it had a lasting impact through this year's survey. And again, we saw it as a real energizing force within the community to bring IGs together. And we're seeing positive byproducts from that in terms of some of these other sharing initiatives and sharing of best practices and things. So the longevity of that issue, I think, is with the congressional hearings and everything is really somewhat surprise me.
What's the biggest takeaway that IGs, non-IGs should take from the survey?
I think one of the interesting takeaways was the Data Act came up. I thought that there would be probably a more discussion about that, but I think there's just a lot of uncertainty about how the Data Act will affect the resources in IG offices. Again, it falls into the category of mandated requirements. There are a number of checkpoints that IGs and GAO are required to do under the Data Act, but I think it's the uncertainty around other parts of the Data Act, like data quality and how much work IGs will have to do in the area of internal controls and to ensure that the information is accurate that's reported.